So do you have any more 29-yard sacks in you?
Yeah, I think so. I'll take them, but I was pretty tired after that one. A lot of running.
Obviously, one of the keys to a good playoff defense and looking forward toward getting stronger for the playoffs now is forcing turnovers.
Yeah.
How key is that, working on it in practice and executing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that definitely was a huge turning point in the Denver game with those turnovers and being able to capitalize on the turnovers and getting some points out of it. So, you know, that was really big for us as far as momentum. I think that, you know, having turnovers throughout the whole season is really big for us. You know, I think that we're, I don't know the exact number, maybe third in the league with turnovers. So, you know, just practice, every day in practice, working on getting the ball, interceptions, falling on the ball when you see it, you know. So being at the right place at the right time, you know, that was one thing that worked out for me in the Denver game. I just saw the ball, jumped on it. So, you know, just everybody running around the ball and, you know, having good, solid defense.
After having such a satisfying win and you're in the locker room, you know, you got your hats, you got your T-shirts, quickly did you guys, you know, decide, all right, we got to forget that we won the division, we got to keep moving on?
Yeah, I mean, we were definitely, you know, happy that we had won that game and had won the division. But, you know, we got two more games that are going to help us, you know, set us up for the playoffs. So we got to continue to play hard and fight these last two games.
Do you watch other games? Did you watch last night, knowing it was a game that, you know, had some implications in the playoffs?
Yeah, I did watch the game last night. You know, just wanted to see how that went and it went our way.
Obviously, Bill had a lot of teaching tape from Sunday as well, the first quarter, the tackling. How much focus will there be from the coaching staff so that we've got to wrap up our tackles better?
Yeah. I mean, missed a few tackles out there. I missed a couple. So I just got to just keep working on it and make sure you're bringing your feet and driving through tackles.
Reggie Bush has been on a tear the last couple weeks. I don't know how much film you've been watching yet on those guys and what's different from back in week one, but what specifically on Bush have you guys seen?
I mean, he's a special guy. You know, a guy like Reggie, you know, he can do a lot of different things. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, he can run the ball. He can play, you know, punt return. He can return the ball. So there's many different things that he can do on the field that can hurt you. So you just got to make sure you don't let him do those things.
Do you have to adjust at all in terms of the pass rush without Andre
Carter? You know, without Andre, you know, obviously it's a big loss. He's a great player for us. So, you know, it's just guys just going to have to step up and, you know, replace him. That's part of football. You just got to deal with it.
Do you think guys will take on different roles because of that or be asked to take on different roles?
You know, you never know. So, you know, whatever the coaching staff does, you know, we'll do.
You guys are 11-3, but it seems maybe you don't get full credit for how successful you've been. Maybe people point to the defense not producing that much. Do you think you guys get the credit you deserve for having such a good season, or are you kind of?
You know, I really this. You know, I don't really, I don't really care what everyone else says. You know, I'm just trying to focus on each week and, you know, playing good football. And, you know, we have a good record, yes, but we got to continue to play hard through the season. And, you know, when the playoffs start, we need to, you know, continue to improve. So, you know, I really don't listen to anything out there.
Just shut it all out.
You know?